friends, and welcome to the Stoic Coffee Break. Today's episode, The Greater the Difficulty. The greater the difficulty, the more glory in surmounting it. Skillful pilots gain their reputation from storms and tempests. Epictetus. One of the things that I find interesting about us humans is that we often want to be great at something, but we don't really want to put in the work to get there. We will marvel at the skill of a master and find ourselves envious that we are not at that level. But if we want to get to that level, we have to be willing to put the work in for it. And Epictetus reminds us here that just as a pilot taking a ship through a storm, we have to be willing to take on the harder challenges. That's where we improve our strength and skill. If the only challenge that a pilot had was taking their ship across a placid bay, their skill would never improve. To improve, we can't take the easy way. We need to be willing to take that harder path. There's simply no other way. And for me, that's where the thrill in life is found. When I meet a challenge that's scary, and I don't feel like I have the skill to overcome it, it makes it all the more sweet when I actually do. And it's not easy to push yourself to take the harder path. The fear of failure is always looming and something that cannot be easily dismissed. And more than likely, we'll fail when we face a challenge greater than our skill level, and that's okay. And that by failing, we're learning how to do better next time. But it's through facing these challenges that we're able to push past our self-doubt. Each time we have a small victory, we're able to face up to the next challenge with more confidence. For me, starting this podcast was something that felt very scary. Putting myself out there for others to hear and judge what I had to say was frightening. But as I pushed myself to get better and to dig deeper, I've really seen progress in my writing and my speaking. When you come upon challenges in your life, are you pushing yourself to take the harder path so that it'll help you grow? Maybe it's pushing yourself in some athletic pursuit. Maybe it's learning a new professional skill. Maybe it's becoming more proficient in a musical skill. Maybe it means having a hard conversation or being vulnerable with somebody that you've avoided because it's scary. Maybe it's standing up for an injustice that you see. Maybe it's standing up for yourself and setting boundaries. Whatever the challenge is that you are facing, it's okay to be afraid of the tempest and storms ahead. But remember, it's through those tempests and storms that skillful pilots are made. And that's the Stoic Coffee Break for today. Have a great day. If you enjoyed this podcast, head on over to www.stoic.coffee and sign up for our newsletter. Also, if you could leave me a review on iTunes, Google Play, or Radio Public, I'd really appreciate it. Thanks again for listening, and have a great day.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.
Hello, friends. Thanks for listening to the Stoic Coffee Break podcast. If you enjoy the topics on the Stoic Coffee Break, then you should really join us at the Stoic Coffee House. At the Stoic Coffee House, we're a community that takes the ideas of Stoicism and the topics that we discuss here, and we dig a bit deeper into them and talk about how we can apply them in our daily lives and help support one another through our successes and our failures. You can join us at the Coffee House at stoic.coffee/join. Again, that's stoic.coffee/join, and I'll see you in the house.